Agency inspectors general, they're not immune from budget, personnel, and technology challenges. But a new survey finds IGs are innovating during these tight budget times. David Zavada is a partner at Kearney & Company. He directed the survey on behalf of the Association of Government Accountants. And he spoke with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller.
The biggest thing that we found were that there were two broad themes that came out in the survey. And one was budget-related, and the other one was technology-related. And I think in both cases, it was somewhat of a mixed message. In the case of the budget, constrained budgets are actually driving some innovation in the community. But on the downside, there isn't money to invest in some of the new tools and things that would be really helpful to, like data analytics and what have you, to really do oversight more efficiently. For technology, I think it's also a mixed message. Certainly, data analytics, the advances in technology have fueled the greater use of data analytics, but also on the IT security side, it's created challenges that are on the minds of IGs that they need the human resources and the skills and the capabilities to address.
Let me start with the budget side. What's interesting is you always hear that IG budgets don't ever get cut. When you go to hearings, when you go to appropriations committee meetings, they talk about IGs. Are they still saying that they're still hurting from a budget standpoint, just like every other part of the agency?
Well, I think you said it. It is like every other part of the agency. I don't think IGs are any different than the rest of the federal government in terms of dealing with sequester and dealing with a tight budget. There are a lot of things we heard about in terms of hiring freezes, not being able to hire employees one for one, again, that are constraining investments and limiting their ability to really keep pace with some of their growing responsibilities. And I think IT security is the best example of that.
Part of the budget is the investment you mentioned. Are IGs talking about sharing that kind of resources? Have they gotten to the point yet where they're looking for help from their own brethren inside government?
Yes, that did come up in the survey. And what we found is that there was a huge disparity between large offices, large IG offices, and smaller offices. And there are some offices that really had an excellent data analytics capability, but then there are others that just don't have the resources to invest. And when it comes to smaller agencies, there are more than 70 IG offices out there. So there are a lot of smaller offices. And I think, as you suggest, there's a great opportunity to do some additional sharing, whether it's data analytics or certain skill sets among those smaller offices.
The hiring issue as well, agencies are struggling. You mentioned IT security is a good example. I think every agency is struggling to find qualified people to deal with IT security. Do the IGs have an even more difficult challenge that they talk about, in the sense that not only do you need people who understand IT security, but you need people who can analyze it and offer analysis of it and then write about it? So they're asking for additional skills.
Well, I don't think it's any more difficult than the agencies have. But again, getting back to this theme in the study of technology and the way technology is really changing the environment that IGs operate, I think it is a very challenging area to keep up and to continue to get the proper skill sets in your office and to retain those skill sets. Because what we heard some offices say is that folks were attracted out of government to take other opportunities.
Let's shift over to the technology piece. One of the things that you talk about when you talk about technology is getting the right technology to look at the different aspects of audits, whether it's data analytics and this kind of goes back to the budget issue, but still having the right data analytics. Are you seeing a trend where more IGs are using data analytics and are using it better? Or what trend popped out from a technology perspective?
The trend that came out, and it's really good news, is that we've seen a lot of innovation in this area. So where they have the capability now, that they're using it. But I think more than anything, this is really a somewhat of an emerging issue, I would say, that came out in the survey, that IGs are looking to be more innovative and to use data analytics to really be more efficient and more effective in the oversight that they provide.
And I think that tags back to the budget issue, that if they can be more efficient and effective, and especially at times of when you have hiring freezes and less budgets, was there any examples that stood out to you, whether you want to mention the specific agency or just an example of maybe an agency using data analytics from an IG perspective?
The study was not attributional, so we did not name any agencies, but the variation within the community is pretty wide. And there are some excellent examples and some excellent capabilities out there, but then there are others that are struggling to make those investments.
One of the things that I hear complaints about within the community More generally speaking, not just the IG community, specifically the contracting community, is the amount of oversight that the contracting community feels. Did they talk about their relationship with Congress in terms of being pressured, if you will, to do more oversight? Or what came out of that part of the survey?
Well, I don't think there was pressure or anything that came out in the survey. However, I think that what did come out is that IGs have a dual reporting relationship to both Congress and to the secretary of their agency. And sometimes they even have oversight boards that really complicates the oversight and the reporting relationships more challenging. But I think that what came out is that there needs to be a relationship with Congress and good communication, and that just benefits everyone.
It's interesting that there's a different reporting relationships. Did they say that that's one of their challenges, is to kind of balance both reporting relationships? Because they report to Congress, they report also maybe to multiple committees of Congress, and then at the same time they do have a relationship with the agency head from a perspective of not necessarily reporting to them, but their independence piece. How did that come out in the survey?
Certainly, you know, as with data analytics, there is a wide variation in terms of the ways and the number of committees, I would say, that require coordination depending on the office. And what I would add, as one IG put it, the relationship with Congress is really the linchpin for independence, and that relationship, that dual reporting relationship, really assists IGs to maintain their independence. Although none of the IGs really talked about any type of independence challenges or independence issues across the community.
Was there anything in the survey that surprised you, that jumped out to you as kind of head-scratching?
The thing that came through most clearly was really the amount of innovation that's going on in the community. And I think that IGs are really doing things differently. You know, one of the big things in that area was looking at maybe approaching risk in reporting a little bit differently. Rather than doing a full-blown audit, they might identify risks in a particular area, go in and do some type of a flash report and issue that, and really deal with the issue and get the same effect that you would with a longer-term, more costly audit. So, you know, a number of IGs talked about different reporting lines that they're coming out with. Similarly, I think that data analytics that we talked about doing things more efficiently, and also leveraging the financial audit, because the financial audit is touches many parts, almost the entire agency. And what some IGs told us is that they're leveraging that process and doing more in-depth performance audits as a follow-on to the financial audit, which really is an efficient way to leverage that financial audit process.
Talk a little bit about the takeaways from the survey. Are there things that AGA is going to look at, or are there things that maybe AGA is going to make, maybe write a letter, make recommendations, or anything to either the IG board or the Congress based on what the results of the survey found?
We have actually been thinking about that a lot. And I think that the approach we'll probably take in next year's survey is we'll zero in on some of these innovations that are out there and best practices, and really see and ask questions about, you know, are they reaping some of the efficiency benefits and changing the way that IGs perform oversight.
David Zavada is a partner with Carney & Company and director of this survey for the Association of Government Accountants.